WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration on Friday to announce a $225 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It'll include longer-range artillery rockets Ukraine will be authorized to use against Russian targets inside Russia, close to the border, to keep Kharkiv from being overrun.
They're authorized to be used in proximity to the border when they're being used on the other side of the border to attack specific targets in Ukraine. We're not authorizing strikes 200 miles into Russia. We're not authorizing strikes on Moscow, on the Kremlin.
The president, in an interview with ABC's David Muir, also called Putin not a decent man. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer and House Speaker Mike Johnson announced Israeli leader Netanyahu would address a joint meeting of Congress July 24th. Schumer said despite his clear and profound differences with the Israeli, the U.S.-Israel relationship remains ironclad. This is ABC News. There was a dramatic turn in the case of architect Rex Huerman, already charged with murdering four women whose bodies were discarded in an area of New York's Long Island called Gilgo Beach. He was indicted for two more murders, one of them dating back to the early 90s.
It's now up to six women that Huerman is facing charges over. Investigators say the killings of two more women, a 2003 decapitation and another 1993 killing, have been linked to Huerman through DNA evidence. Prosecutors say these killings expand the timeline of murders the 60-year-old Huerman is now charged in by nearly two decades.
ABC's Derek Dennis. Lighting recall, 1.2 million rechargeable light bars sold under the Good Earth Lighting moniker are under recall in the U.S. and Canada after a report of one consumer death. The batteries can overheat, causing the unit to catch fire. Good Earth Lighting is offering free replacement lighting bars. The lighting units were sold at Lowe's, Ace Hardware, Meijer, and Amazon. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Seven pro-Palestine protesters are under arrest after disturbing the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting today in Milwaukee. It's part of their ongoing efforts to get universities to cut ties with Israel. Former Waupun prison warden Randall Hepp and eight former guards and nurses are charged with felonies in connection with two out of four inmate deaths in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before anyone noticed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught. You know, it's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground ball. Yeah, you know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games. I believe 98% of them, we've been in there till the last pitch.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky. Gusty west and northwest winds up around 25 and will be in the lower 50s by daybreak. Sunshine for your Friday. Northwest winds still breezy. Our afternoon highs reaching the middle 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us for a TGIF edition. We have Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World with a week in review and Brady Ewing taking a look at sports. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff. We are coming to you live from our studio in sunny, breezy downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very, very busy show today. Coming up next hour is just jam-packed. Excited to have Maureen Beulah here. She is with Wisconsin Women in Conservation, and we've had them on the show before. Mm-hmm. And this is primarily aimed at women in farming and other related conservation areas. And they're having a kind of a kickoff event that's coming up. It's a breakfast or it's lunch on the farm. And Maureen Beulah is going to join us to talk about all the things that WWIC is doing and what their aims are. Of course, J.R. Radcliffe, the sports guru from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, will join us at 11:33 to talk all things sports balls. And then weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Going to wrap up the show at 11:50, find out what the forecast is. And she's got a really interesting story about hurricanes, too.
Yep.
That we're going to be talking about as well.
Yes,
speaking of news, if you're ever looking for news, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Yes.
Seriously, our news department does an incredible job. Even curating for your specific community.
Yeah.
Stories about lacrosse, stories about Hayward, stories about Amory. Which we're going to be talking about a little bit later, too.
Yes, indeed.
This hour we have news. We're going on the road, baby. We're going on the road next week. Also, of course, our statewide text to win Scani summer contest continues all this week and all through next week. Next hour, we will have the word for you that you want to text in using the Civic Media app. So go to wherever you get your apps and download the Civic Media app that allows you to call and text directly from the app. And that's how you need to enter your word for this contest with some great prizes, including the chance at a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. I know Brian has used those seats. He said they're awesome.
Oh, they're great.
Luke's used them.
I've used them.
You've used them too. And then these great grand prizes. So we'll have more details coming up. That is coming up next hour. So do it now. Download the app.
Right now.
Going to start off with a little, a solemn beginning because I think it's important. Today is the 80th anniversary of D-Day with the invasion of Normandy. The thing that has always brought it home and the reality of it is the movie Saving Private Ryan. Mm-hmm. And the first 20 minutes of that movie, when they're landing, terrifying.
Yeah.
Literally terrifying. And these were boys.
Yes.
Most of them.
Yes.
17, 18, 19-year-old kids.
Yes.
President Biden in France this morning, addressing a large crowd of veterans, and he was talking about people from all different walks of life who fought in this war to defend freedom for the world, essentially. Calvin, let's play that clip.
Woody Woodhouse is here. Members of the legendary Tuskegee Airmen,
who flew over 15,000 sorties during the war. Marjorie Stone is here. She enlisted in the women's branch of the Naval Reserve, became an aircraft mechanic, spent the war keeping American planes and pilots in the air. Theirs has always been the story of America. Just walk the rows of this cemetery as I have. Nearly 10,000 heroes buried side by side, officers and enlisted, immigrants and native-born, different races, different faiths, but all Americans, all serve with honor when America and the world needed them most. Millions back home did their part as well. From coast to coast, Americans found countless ways to pitch in. They understood our democracy is only as strong as all of us make it together. The men who fought here became heroes, not because they were the strongest or toughest or were fiercest, although they were, but because they were given an audacious mission, knowing, every one of them knew, the probability of dying was real. But they did it anyway.
President Biden this morning in France, marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day in Normandy. Incredible numbers when you really start to look at this. The amphibious assault on France's northern beaches by some 160,000 Allied troops, including 73,000 Americans. And thousands died on that day.
160,000. That is 20%, maybe, the population of Milwaukee City. Just think about that.
It's just
160,000 young fighters.
From all over the world.
From all over the world. With one mission.
And if you can rent that movie, I highly encourage you to rent that film, if nothing else, just to bring the reality of how daunting that invasion was.
Yeah.
They were sitting ducks.
Yep.
When they landed in Normandy, and the weather was not what they had hoped for. So the water was much, much rougher.
Yeah.
A lot of those poor kids were so sick from seasickness by the time that they landed. They barely had a chance.
Some of them never made it on land. They died in the water.
Yeah, and they died in the water. So we absolutely salute their sacrifice and thank them for our sacrifice in ensuring that we live in a free country.
And it's important to remember that, to protect that, and to never, ever take that for granted.
It's also important to remember that this is what birthed NATO.
Yes.
After World War II, this is what gave birth to NATO. And NATO still remains crucially important.
To put it mildly.
There are some.
Yes.
Who say we should withdraw from NATO. They're not paying their fair share. There's no Bank of NATO, by the way. It doesn't work like that.
Really? That's where I have all of my loans.
Is that where you, bank?
The Bank of NATO Credit Union.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work like that. But we are going to continue talking about the importance of NATO. We've had several guests on in the last couple of months. Why it is critically important that this alliance remains intact. And who it benefits if NATO does not stay intact. And they're not our friends.
And what the consequences are if we were to just leave.
Yeah, just pull out of NATO.
It's not just as simple. And, you know, this smacks of Brexit, when people are like, we just need to leave the EU.
And everything will be great.
It'll be fine. Everything's fixed. No problem. We'll leave. No, this is a massive, massive shift. And it affects policy on defense, on economics, on fair trade. All of these things come into play if we even consider the idea of leaving NATO. And yet, people still just kind of say, oh, we should do it. So, you know, give me a good scenario. Give me your plan. That's what I always want. It's like when people are like, do this huge thing. Cool. Let me know your contingency plan. What do we do next? Do we just start our own NATO?
Well, there you go. Looking for planning ahead and consequences and looking at things down the road, which isn't always necessarily important to people. And I also think it's important, as you're watching coverage today of the observance of the 80th anniversary of D-Day, the messages that come out from certain politicians about how they honor and revere our veterans. Their words are one thing, their actions are another. Oh, at the end of July in 2022, Republican Senator Ted Cruz, along with a number of other Republicans in the Senate, voted against the PACT Act, which is intended to help our veterans. They all voted against it, and then they fist bumped on the floor of the Senate.
Yeah.
So words are lovely and platitudes are fine, but let's see what you actually do and put some actions behind your words.
I think that's more forward thinking you're talking about there, Jane.
A person can hope.
It's easy to tweet.
And this also is not completely related, but I did want to mention this as well. Again, back the blue. We back the blue. We back our men in uniform, men and women in uniform. We are for law and order. Two of the former law enforcement officers who defended the Capitol during the January 6th attack were jeered and booed yesterday by Republican lawmakers as they visited, on invitation, Pennsylvania's House of Representatives. U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and former Sergeant Aquilino Gonello were introduced on the floor as heroes by the House Speaker for bravely defending democracy in the U.S. Capitol against rioters and insurrection. As the two men were introduced, the floor descended into chaos, with several GOP lawmakers hissing and booing, and a number of Republicans just walking out in protest.
What happened? Say that again. What did they do?
They hissed and booed.
Yep.
And walked out.
Okay. Once again, you know what? I'm just going to make this my thing. This is going to be my thing from now until November. I want explanations of how you can support that.
But if they're going to go with the narrative that the January 6th attackers were patriots and hostages, they can't honor these two men who defended the Capitol against those people's actions. They can't. And that's why we talked about this before, that plaque.
Yeah.
There is supposed to be a plaque honoring all of the officers who defended the Capitol on January 6th. That's not up yet. This is over a year overdue now.
Yeah, it will never go up as long as the Republicans hold the House and or Senate. It will always be mired in, can't get to it or whatever.
We're so busy.
Yeah, but my point is if you back the blue, square that kind of behavior for me. I'm sorry, but it's hypocritical and it's awful. These men could have given their lives. They gave their bodies to defend senators and congresspeople and the process and this country and that building. But yet, if you stand behind booing, jeering, and walking out on these so-called heroes, as you would call them, because they are police officers, square it for me, please. I beg of you.
Well, again, they have to go along with this narrative that the people who attacked the Capitol and have been through the legal system and appeared in front of, been convicted. Yeah, they're patriots and hostages, and Donald Trump says he will pardon them. Well, if he's reelected. So just keep that in mind.
I think it's the felon, Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah, the convicted felon. That's the guy. You can always join us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the U.S. dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times.
Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can call, you can text the same number, 855-752-4842-855-CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Oh, by the way, congratulations, Elon Musk. SpaceX succeeding in its fourth attempt to get its rockets, the most powerful ever built, to space and back. The vehicle central to Elon's vision of sending people to Mars. I just want to congratulate him. Calvin, can we get some applause, please? I am so proud of you, Elon, that it didn't suffer an unscheduled disassembly like the last time he tried to send one up there. And that was
a good job.
That was a job. Well done, Elon. You must be so proud.
God, the things I would do if I had billions of dollars.
No, right? We were talking about the 80th anniversary of marking the D-Day invasion in Normandy. And a couple of texts that I wanted to get to. First, Matt from Germantown. Greg, we missed you. Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Which is nice. You're feeling better, aren't you?
I sound terrible. My nose sounds like it's got every single thing in it right now, but it's fine. I feel really good.
Good. And a texter from the 262 listening here on WAUK. Turner Classics Movies is showing Saving Private Ryan tonight at 7. Thank you for that. Followed by The Longest Day at 10. Couple great movies about D-Day. If you've never seen Saving Private Ryan, I highly encourage you to do that, especially if you have kids of a certain age.
Yes, I was going to say, yeah, especially that first 20 minutes. That is...
It is heart-wrenching.
Yes, it is.
It really is. So we were talking about D-Day, the forming of NATO, in the aftermath of World War II, which leads me to an interesting decision by Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Named two conservatives to the House Intelligence Committee yesterday. This is a big, important committee. This Mike Gallagher used to sit on this.
Yeah.
From Wisconsin. So who does Speaker of the House Mike Johnson tap for this highly critical position where it's my understanding they get access to all kinds of classified information?
Let's see. Highly qualified, discreet, and well... versed in the ways of policy and diplomacy with regard to this top. I'm wrong. You're
yep, no, 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 okay. No. Nice try, though.
That my was... uncle. He put on it, my uncle.
Representative Scott Perry from Pennsylvania and the old pill mill doctor himself, Ronnie Jackson from Texas, have now been appointed to fill two vacant seats on the House Intelligence Committee. This committee regularly deals with sensitive national security information, and both men, of course, with very strong ties to the former, now convicted felon, president. This should be worrisome. This is worrisome.
For a man who, a few weeks ago, we were given a little bit of applause to, who was trying to push through... aid for Ukraine. I'm not saying I like Mike Johnson. I don't like Mike Johnson. I don't agree with him with most things. But he just does these weird things. Then he's like, let's just put these two yo-yos on there.
And completely not qualified.
Unqualified to the hilt. Almost disrespectful to the committee. And it's going to make it a circus. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Like, is he being told, you have to put these people on here? Or does he like them?
Interesting that you ask that.
I'm very smart.
Someone that I follow on Twitter posted this morning, Johnson passed over Laurel Lee, who spent months on FISA. Tony Gonzalez, a Navy cryptologist. He sounds like he might be qualified. And Stephanie Bice, a well-liked member of GOP leadership. He passed over them in order to appoint Ronnie Jackson and Scott Perry. And Mike Johnson told people he did this expressly because Trump wanted him to appoint Jackson and Perry, because Trump knows they will feed him whatever information they have access to. And then I guess he can do with that information whatever he likes.
Yeah.
And yes. What could possibly go wrong?
Just remember the best and the brightest.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it almost was like a thing, you know, you had to be of a certain caliber to get any job of a certain level in the government. And you could argue those points back and forth, but I feel like even the most, I don't know, nepotism based slash cronyism of 30, 40 years ago, there was still some level of
a scotia of qualifications.
Qualification versus this. We're just like, let's get these two dudes. Why? Who knows?
No. Why? Because they'll do what I want.
Yeah.
They will do what I tell them. Our friend Joe McClear posting on the live stream, MAGA Mike obviously thought the committee needed its fix. Enter Ronnie Jackson. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. These are not independent people. They will not act independently. And I do not believe that they are going to act in the best interests of America. They will act in the best interests of Donald Trump.
Of course. Of course. I mean, that's the name of the game. This is a preview. This is a preview of Project 2025.
Exactly. You're right.
This is exactly what, like, right now, it's just, hey, we're going to pepper in these non-qualified individuals. I kept my mouth quiet and nice and professional there. But these unqualified individuals, a year from now, if the felon Donald Trump is in office, this will become the norm. This will be the only thing that happens with regard to appointments and to judgeships and to all of the things that require the government to give someone a job. It'll be lackeys,
yes,
sycophants,
yes,
and people who know nothing more than to say whatever he wants.
Scott Perry's phone was seized by the FBI in 2022 as part of his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. He was ordered to turn over cell phone records and disclose thousands of documents as part of their probe into the January 6th attack. A lawyer for Perry previously said that the GOP had an obligation to investigate concerns about the 2020 election, which, of course, Donald Trump lost.
Mm-hmm.
That has been litigated and relitigated over and over and over again. It was a free and fair election. And, of course, Ronnie Jackson, Dr. Pill, the former White House doc who served in the Trump administration, got demoted after reports of inappropriate conduct during that time. And we talked about this a long time ago, and this was in the news for a day or two.
Oh.
When the logs from the White House pharmacy were released under the Trump administration, that was one big party post, man.
Yeah.
He was passing out stuff. It was amazing.
The fact that that did not end careers, that story, because anytime, I mean, fentanyl is a problem. Drugs are a problem,
yes,
in this country.
Yes.
But anytime the GOP wants to glom onto something, they talk about fentanyl, which is fine. We need to talk about it. But the fact that that White House was Studio 54. Come on.
And again, it lasted in the news for maybe two or three days.
At the most.
And it was gone.
Yeah.
It was just gone. Yep. So there are a lot of things I forget, but for some reason, this kind of stuff sticks with me. All right. We have news coming up next. And when we return, we have an update on California guy. We haven't talked about him in a while. I'm very excited.
California Lando. Oh, I'm going to write a song in the vein of Seals and Crofts.
Oh, excellent.
Oh,
work on that.
Yeah.
And stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It might be unbelievable.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration on Friday to announce a $225 million package of military aid for Ukraine. It'll include longer-range artillery rockets Ukraine will be authorized to use against Russian targets inside Russia, close to the border, to keep Kharkiv from being overrun.
They're authorized to be used in proximity to the border when they're being used on the other side of the border to attack specific targets in Ukraine. We're not authorizing strikes 200 miles into Russia. We're not authorizing strikes on Moscow, on the Kremlin.
The president, in an interview with ABC's David Muir, also called Putin not a decent man. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer and House Speaker Mike Johnson announced Israeli leader Netanyahu would address a joint meeting of Congress July 24th. Schumer said despite his clear and profound differences with the Israeli, the U.S.-Israel relationship remains ironclad. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Alice Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state is withholding over $16 million in aid from Milwaukee Public Schools' special education programs. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction told MPS on Thursday they won't receive funding because they still haven't submitted financial reports that were due last September. The DPI says MPS can receive the funds if they turn in their late reports. Wisconsin Democrats say they make their biggest gains in the state legislature in more than a decade, thanks to new maps. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbaum.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
Democrats are also running in 97 of Wisconsin's 99 assembly districts. Meanwhile, Republicans are running in 11 Senate districts and 84 assembly districts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Bachelorette star Trista Sutter has vowed to provide more information about her absence from the public eye and why she missed Mother's Day a few weeks ago. Thank goodness. Tristan's husband Ryan and two teen children, Maxwell and Blakesley, that's right, not Blake, not Blakey, not even Blake Lee, but Blakesley, had no idea where she was, prompting her husband to make social media posts like, "I really wish I could talk to you, and I want to know how you're doing." I guess he didn't have her number. Trista says she will soon provide details about her absence and hopefully the name Blakesley. If you're looking to add a few pounds or for a TV snack, try Wendy's new saucy nugs. That's right, the Wendy's scientists have found a way to improve the chain's nuggets, making them saucier and presumably nuggier. Wendy's also announced that really impatient eaters can pre-order nuggets early on the app or website and get free delivery. Not quite to your mouth, but to your front door. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky. Gusty west and northwest winds up around 25 and will be in the lower 50s by daybreak. Sunshine for your Friday. Northwest winds still breezy. Our afternoon highs reaching the middle 70s. Currently 56 degrees.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on air weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, "How can I get my name out there?" He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be in the studio.
Featuring Wisconsin's greatest bands.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the conversation. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up at 10:50, Todd Alba and I are going on the road next week. Greg Bach on the road with Jane and Todd. I'm very, very excited about this.
Yeah.
You're going to be holding the fort back here.
I'll be holding it down. Calvin and I will be.
Calvin will be here too.
He'll be taking care of that room. I'll be in this room.
Absolutely. But Todd and I are heading out. I'll have all the details for you coming up at 10:50. And if you're going to be in one of the cities that we're stopping in, we're going to be in Richland Center, Eau Claire, and then Amory.
I am partly nervous. We'll talk about more in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amory. Thank you.
Yes. Amory, my favorite place I have yet to be. And don't forget, too, coming up next hour, we have the word you need to text via the Civic Media app. It's our Scani Summer statewide text to win contest. Really great prizes, seriously. Every hour, somebody wins that we play. Somebody wins a Wisconsin Dells summer prize package. Every day, somebody picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats. And then we're going to have two grand prize winners who get their choice of their staycation, either in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. And even better than that, everybody who enters, and you can enter once every hour.
Yes.
There is an additional way to get a bonus entry.
What?
If you enter and then you're going to get a reply back saying you have entered successfully.
Yeah.
You click on that link and it asks you to just check your voter registration.
Holy cow.
Just to make sure that you're registered to vote. That's all.
What?
And then you get an extra bonus entry. So everybody who enters, whether you win anything or not, are going to be eligible in the drawing for the grand prize,
and
which is cool.
Just in case, you know, hey, you don't like apps? I get that. You don't like certain technologies? I understand that. But Jane, what if someone wants to check out whether or not they're voted, they're registered to vote?
MyVote.wi.gov, super easy.
Boom, right there.
Right there. You just go to that website. You put in your address. It will show you your ballots. It will show you everyone who represents you.
Your polling place.
Your polling place. Lots of important information. And again, sometimes, I don't know, wacky things happen to voter rolls.
Yep.
And people get dropped from voter rolls.
Yep.
And I don't care how you vote. We don't care how you vote. We just want you to vote.
Yeah.
And get involved in the process.
Yeah.
A couple of winners that we found already.
Yeah.
Jean from Lac des Flambeaux picked up a Dells prize package. She was one of our daily winners, and also Rose from Waukesha. So congratulations. Thank you so much for listening. And Todd and I have a little unofficial friendly competition going on.
Yeah.
And who gets more entries?
What's the prize?
We finally had to come up with and put something on the line.
Yeah.
So loser has to buy the other a steak dinner somewhere in Amory at an Amory supper club.
Can I get some sides?
Sure. Can you wait till Monday?
Because it's on Todd. It'll be on Todd. We're going to win.
You feel confident?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we will have the word for you next hour right after the 11 o'clock news. And you want to text it in. And then you'll be in the running. And you can enter every hour that we play. So 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m. Lots of chances to win.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool. California guy. Eric Hovde back in the news. I want to thank TMJ4 for breaking this story last night. And I don't know if this is really all that surprising because I do think both sides do this.
Okay.
But it makes me laugh. So a California guy, Eric Hovde, who is running against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, has a new television commercial out showing three guys just sitting around having beers at a bar.
Three just regular Wisconsinites.
They're you've seen these guys. You drink with these guys.
He's talking about things like you like to die. You like to jump in the rivers, ice.
When's the last time you sat in a frozen lake, huh?
Hey, the last time I threw an axe. That's a really good time. I'm a Wisconsinite.
So in the recent ad entitled Crazy Spending, the three guys who are featured in this ad are two vice presidents and a director from Hovde Properties. They're not just people they pulled in off the street or supporters of Eric Hovde. They actually work for Eric Hovde.
Yeah.
None of the three men are identified at any point in this commercial. Again, is this that unusual? No. I mean, I know that there are, right? That there are campaigns have been hiring actors to portray real people, but I think there's a little disclaimer at the end.
Well, so when you hire actors, nowadays, politicians and those running for office are all about the real. They want to show them, it's B-roll of them shaking hands at a bar or at a barbecue, or if you're Glenn Grothman, every pancake breakfast in Wisconsin.
Well, he likes brekkie.
But like then what you do is you have people who work in industry and factories, blue collar on both sides, telling you how great this candidate is.
Right.
That, and then you control the message. You craft the message. You control it. You tell them what to say. And you go from there. If you're going to, excuse me, if you're going to put together what they did, you're going to hire actors. You're going to hire people through, I'm repped by a group that does this. I probably get emails all the time saying, hey,
want to
be in a commercial?
Yeah. Brian Kelly has done this.
Yes. So if you're like, we know that Eric Hovde has money. We know that between him and his brother, they've given like $9 million to this campaign. They could have afforded three scale actors to be in a bar and do this. Instead, they pull a huge blunder that got picked up immediately. And Jane hates this when I say it, but Eric Hovde, I hate to say this, I can help you make your campaign at least just a little bit better, bro. Because you are stepping in it. There has not been a single, either his ads get forgotten,
mm-hmm.
or they cause controversy because he just says and or does something really dumb and very not like a seasoned political campaigner, which is fine if you're not. He's not.
Right, but it just shows, as you kind of say, that his advisors are not doing a very good job. His messaging people are not necessarily doing a bang-up job.
Eric Hovde, if you are listening to this right now, he's not. If you are listening to this right now, fire that entire team.
And hire Greg.
And hire me. I'll make sure you get at least 2 percentage points in the vote.
While it is not uncommon, again, this is from TMJ4, uncommon for candidates to use supporters or even paid actors to play these roles, paid actors are usually disclosed in the fine print.
Yes.
A spokesperson for California Guy says the three employees were not required to take part in the ad and they were not paid for doing so. Well, that's fine, but you are his employees.
Yeah, you were asked to do it. The boss said, hey, do you want to do this thing? And I bet you one, if not all three, went like this. Okay.
They went, sure, boss, we'd be happy to.
These three guys, they're all part of the California operation, right?
That is unclear.
Okay, I just.
That's unclear because they do have a presence in Madison.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, I'm that was more just a curiosity on my, I don't really care either way. But yeah, it's.
It does say that they are Wisconsin voters first and foremost.
And,
so I assume they are Wisconsin guys.
And Hovde employees second.
Right.
So.
Also within this story, which is worth looking at, because they did talk to some just regular voters to find out about whether or not these campaign ads that they spend lots and lots of money on make any difference at all.
Yeah.
And I've contended this for a long time, that people block them out. And especially in Wisconsin, because we are eternally in an election cycle.
Yeah.
After you've seen it three times, it's like, yep, I'm putting my fingers in, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear it anymore.
At the height of the Ron Johnson Mandela Barnes race a few years ago, I went to a wedding. We got in the hotel room. I turned the TV on. And I'm not kidding you, Jane. I may have told you this. I may have texted you this back in the day. I saw an ad for one of the candidates 9 times.
Oh, my gosh.
All of it the same ad.
Oh,
over and over and over again. I was so annoyed. It was 9 times. And that's a lot of money to drop.
Yes, it is. We're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars. One of the voters quoted in this column from TMJ4, Kathleen is 74. She says, I mute them all.
Yes.
They don't speak to the real issues we're all facing. They're all of them biased. I hate them. Well, you tell him, Kathleen. You're 74.
I just want to get, we should just buy some TV time and just be like, hey, everybody, it's Jane and Greg. How are you? What are you worried about? We're not running for anything. We don't want your money. But what's going on with you?
Well, the one thing this article does not talk about are radio ads.
Yeah.
Which I personally think are much more effective than TV political ads. Okay. I just think there's something about the just the audio nature of it.
Yeah.
That makes it that much more impactful. And that's why we're really, you know, kind of surprised that this super PAC that.
Who are they called again?
We Got Nothing Else super PAC.
Okay.
Picked our show to run some of these attack ads.
I feel lucky.
Do you?
But
again, I don't know. I just, does this cut through for you? I think. Calvin, let's take a listen to that first totally real and completely legitimate attack ad.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else super PAC.
Wisconsin's two U.S. senators couldn't be more different. Democrat Tammy Baldwin keeps getting things done for her constituents. She helped secure funding for infrastructure projects like the Blatnik Bridge and made sure Wisconsin seniors can afford life-saving insulin. But Republican Senator Ron Johnson knows exactly what needs to happen to make your life better.
I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation.
This November, elect the wealthy California guy who sits in frozen lakes. Just like Senator Johnson, he'll work hard when he gets to Washington, just not for you.
Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Now that, I think, I don't know, more than any television ad.
It's impactful. It hits you right here.
Doesn't it? Just
gets you right in the breadbasket.
Cam from Nina texting in at 855-752-4842, listening in Green Bay. Cam says, the only time I've ever seen an Eric Hovde ad is when I play a game on my PC called Warframe. I use a third-party app not made by the game device that has his ads in it.
Yeah.
And it's just back-to-back Eric Hovde ads. Why is that the only reach that his ads have on me? Interesting question, that would be the only place.
Well,
but I mean, that's what everything we sign up for and everything we follow and everything we watch is designed to designed to curate those things for us.
I don't like to get all, like, it's very true. Your computer, your phone, everything that has a microphone on it that is hooked up to the internet through Wi-Fi or hardwired is listening to you and curates your ads that way. I mean, I told a story before. I was talking to someone about Earl Ingram one day. We were talking about his show. And that very afternoon, one of the first suggestions on my Audible account was Earl, the autobiography of DMX. So it's listening to you. And when I open up my computer or look up anything online, Eric Hovde is constantly in those paid ads.
Yeah.
Constantly. He is dropping so much money on this, on terrible ads.
By the way, Eric Hovde campaign. Contact Greg Bach, gregbach@civicmedia.us.
Connor.
Andrew from Maine with a comment on the live stream. Political ads, the true trickle-down economics, rich people spending dollars, the lowest amount the station network has charged anyone in the last 12 months with local conglomerates. Yeah, they spend millions and millions and millions of dollars. And the fact that, as that woman was quoted in that article, I mute them all.
Yeah.
I can't take it. And it is especially bad here in Wisconsin.
Yes, it's awful. And we're never, like you said, we're never not in an election cycle. We're never. It's like we did something wrong. Is this a punishment for Scott Walker?
Well, we're going to talk about this because it is interesting being in a swing state. And I think either on the one hand, it's super annoying because elections never end. On the other hand, does this make us more powerful? And how can we wield that power? We'll talk about that some other time.
Okay.
Stay close. When we return, Jane and Todd on the road. All the details coming up. Really hope you can join us. Keep it right here on Civic Media Radio Network.
On a winter's day, if I didn't tell her, I could leave today.
Such a winter's day.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the conversation. Call, text 855-752-4842. That's 855-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a jam-packed hour coming up next hour. We're going to be talking to Maureen Bula, who runs a farm here in Wisconsin, and she is part of an event with the, whether it's WWIC, it's Wisconsin Women in Conservation, dedicated to women in farming and agriculture and all things conservation in Wisconsin. So we're going to find out about the farm tour and dinner at Beulah's Pleasant Family Farm in Baraboo. That's coming up June 10th. We'll have all the details for Maureen. And if you are a woman in conservation that you'd like to learn more, I highly encourage you to stick around. They do all kinds of events all throughout the year, which is pretty cool. JS Online sports guru J.R. Radcliffe is going to join us at 11:33. And then Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist. She can tell us if we're finally going to get a chance to dry out. I think we're finally caught up.
I hope so.
I think we're finally caught up with rain.
I need to mow my lawn.
You and lots of other people as well.
I told you that, though, I mowed it the other, like, 4 hours of mowing, right? Like, I took care of the prairie over a course of a weekend.
It took that long.
That's my fault. That's absolutely my fault. But now I'm like trying to get back out there on a regular schedule. And then we went out of town and I'm like,
ah! And then it's been raining. If so, Brittany will update us at 11:50 with what kind of weather we got coming up for the next couple of weeks. Hopefully next week will be nice.
Yeah.
Brendan Golly, Todd Alba, and I are hitting the road.
Yeah, you are.
On the Road with Jane and Todd starts next Tuesday.
Yep.
We're going to be here still in Waukesha on Monday.
Yes.
Then I'm going to drive to Madison. Mm-hmm. We're going to do our shows high above State Street in the Civic Media radio headquarters in downtown Madison, right by the Capitol. It's really a cool place.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So we're going to do that, the show from there on Tuesday. And then Todd and I are driving to Richland Center the next day. So next Wednesday, Todd and I will be broadcasting 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., both of our shows, all 4 hours. Todd and I will be in Richland Center next Wednesday at the Richland Center Band Shelter in Crosscup Park.
That's fun.
Yeah. So if people want to bring a lawn chair and come and sit down, we'll try and get some coffee. Maybe you want to bring us coffee. That's always nice. I'm not sure. Todd is the one who has been setting all of this up, and I really applaud him for this because he's been getting our locations. He's been booking our hotels and all that stuff. So we would love to meet you. That's the whole point of going out on this tour is getting a chance to sit down with folks, find out all the things you love about Wisconsin, all the things we can celebrate together about Wisconsin, because I really believe from my bottom of my heart, we have more of those things in common than we do have reasons to hate each other.
I absolutely agree with you.
So Wednesday, we're in Richland Center at the Richland Center Band Shelter in Crosscup Park. On Thursday, we will be in Eau Claire. This is cool. Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. So we'll be there from 10 to 2 in Eau Claire if you want to stop by and have a cup of coffee. And then Friday, we wrap everything up in my favorite place I've never been, Amory.
Amory. Oh!
Nice, Calvin.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to throw, you know,
wreck my Amory dreams.
Yeah. But what I'm trying, I have you at least tamped certain expectations? Like, you are so excited to go, and I'm very excited for you to go. I want Amory to be everything you hope for and more. But, like, what if it isn't? I'm afraid about that.
It will be.
Okay, there it is.
I have no qualms about this. Whatever, I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
I just know.
Yeah.
And if not, I'm not going to tell you that.
Why would I do that? It sucks.
No, it's going to be great.
No, I'm sure it's, I can't think of any cool puns, but it's great.
It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
So in Amory, next Friday, we're going to be at the Danielson stage at Michael Park in another place where people can come out
and
join us and watch the show as it happens. And Todd's got all the equipment and we're going to have guests. I believe we're going to be talking to a former Miss Amory.
Oh, is her name Amy?
And I don't think so.
I hope so.
Next Friday. And we're going to be learning about the Driftless region because we're there in Richland Center on Wednesday. And then Thursday, I have never heard of this. Again, I apparently was raised in a closet or in a forest by wolves.
No, you were apparently raised in a where?
Coop. Coob.
What's that?
Coob is a game.
Oh, Coob?
And Eau Claire is like the Coob capital of Wisconsin.
Is it spelled C-U-B-E?
It's K-U-B-B.
K-U-B-B.
I have never heard of Coob. So we have someone from the local Eau Claire chapter who's going to be stopping by when Todd and I are there next week.
That just looks like a hazard.
We'll find out.
Full of pointy, sharp. I grew up in the days of jarts.
So did I.
This is interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to learn all about Coob and how one plays Coob. Excuse me. Pardon me. Next Thursday in Eau Claire, when we're at the Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar, he's going to be coming in to talk to us about it. So hopefully we can have a little demonstration well. Next hour, it is our statewide Scani Summer Text to Win contest. So we're going to have a word for you right after the 11 o'clock news around 11:06. You need to text that word via the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
So download the app right now. It's free. You can find it wherever you get your apps. Download the app. And then once we give you the word, that hour's word, no matter where you're listening, if you're in Oshkosh or La Crosse or in Racine or wherever
Racine.
It's not the same. It doesn't fly the same. You can text that word wherever you're listening, and then you're going to be in running for all these great prizes. Todd and I do have a little friendly competition going on to see who
gets
the most entries.
How many competitions do you two have?
So he smoked us on Monday, and then Tuesday, we beat him by one.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he beat us by six.
Oh, I don't like that at all. Folks, where are you at right now?
So I have some suggestions for some of the words he should get next week.
Yeah, I heard about this.
For the contest. So I'll share that with you. I don't know if they're going to accept them.
Yeah.
But that's all on the way. So stay with us. And again, you can always call. You can text. You can leave a message on the live stream. We love hearing from you. I mean that most sincerely. It makes the show so much more fun. And it keeps us going. Keeps us on our toes. News is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Bring me down. Can't none. Bring me down. Love is too high. Bring me down. Can't none. Bring me down. I said,
because I'm
from the center, WRCE. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, Jennifer Schulze talks about how New York City's big papers have become infected with a nasty case of Joe Biden derangement syndrome.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.